and hoping to fit in. The mayor still wore classically tailored suits and elegant pearls. Her white hair had been swept up in a tidy chignon. As a teenager, Maya hadn't known what to make of the mayor. Today, she thought the other woman was someone to be admired. Mayor Marcia ran her town with a firm but fair hand. Even more important to Maya, the mayor had offered her a job right when Maya had known she had to make a change in her life. So here she was, the shiny new communications director for Fool's Gold, California. And the old lady with the naked butt contest was apparently now her problem. "Eddie and Gladys have always been colorful," Mayor Marcia said with a sigh. "I admire their zest for life." "And interest in younger men," Maya murmured. "You have no idea. Their cable access show is extremely popular with locals and tourists alike, but we've been getting some emails and phone calls about some of the content. You need me to rein them in." "I'm not sure if that's possible, but yes. We don't want to have to deal with the FCC. I know two of the commissioners, and I don't want to be fielding calls from friends in high places, so to speak." The older woman shuddered. "Or explain what on earth is going on in this town." After seeing a clip of the show, Maya would have guessed there was nothing anyone could say for the rest of the day that would surprise her more than a woman pushing 80, showing a naked butt on television and inviting viewers to text in their guess on which famous local celebrity it might be. Maya would have been wrong. Mayor Marcia personally knowing an FCC commissioner or two beat naked butts hands down, so to speak. She made a few more notes on her tablet. "Okay, I'll talk to Eddie and Gladys and explain about the indecency restrictions for broadcast shows." She had a good idea what the requirements were, but would have to look up the specifics. She had a feeling the TV duo were not the types to be intimidated by vague rumblings of SEC rules. She would have to go into the discussion armed. "You are getting thrown in the deep end, aren't you?" Mayor Marcia smiled at her. "This is only your second day. I hope you're not regretting your decision to take the job." "I'm not," Maya assured her. "I love a good challenge." "Then consider yourself blessed." The mayor glanced at her notepad. "Next up, we need to discuss our new video campaign. The city council wants a two-pronged approach. The first set of videos will be about our town slogan, Fool's Gold, a destination for romance. The second set will be in support of general tourism." They'd discussed the new campaign at Maya's interview. "I have a lot of ideas for both," she said eagerly. "Good. We're still coming up with more ways to use the videos. They'll be put on the town's website, of course, but we'll also want them to be used for commercials, both on the internet and television." Maya nodded as she typed on her tablet. "So, 30-second spots for sure, with additional cuts of the material in 1 and 2 minute lengths? The message varying depending on the target audience? I'll leave the technical aspects of it to you, Maya. Also, any ideas you have for increasing viewership of the videos would be appreciated. The city council is a dynamic group, but we're not tech savvy. You're going to have to lead the way on that." "Happy to." She had some contacts, she thought. Not anyone at the FCC, but friends in advertising who would be happy to brainstorm ideas. It would be easy to edit material so that it appealed to different interests. Focus on the outdoor activities the town had to offer on ESPN and sports websites. Show family-friendly things to do on cable channels, more traditionally watched by women, with links on websites that appealed to women with children. While this kind of work was different from what she was used to, she was excited by the possibilities. Her previous job, at a local TV station in Los Angeles, had become too comfortable, and her attempts to get hired by the network had failed, leaving her at loose ends. The job offer in Fool's Gold had come along at exactly the right time. "You're going to need some help," Mayor Marcia told her. "There's simply too much work for one person, especially if we want the videos done by the end of summer." Maya nodded in agreement. "I'd prefer to do the editing myself. There's an art to it." And trusting someone else with her content would be difficult. "But I could use someone to help pre-production and during the shoots." "Yes, plus an on-air talent person. Is that what it's called? Or is host a better word?" Maya felt a minor twinge. After